Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. Understand therefore this day, that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee. Understand, therefore, that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Then said Eliakim the son of Hilkiah and Shebna and Joah unto Rabshakeh, Speak, I pray thee, to thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and talk not with us in the Jews' language in the ears of the people that are on the wall. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Also Jeshua and Benai and Sherebiah, Jamin, Akab, Shebathai, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say unto me. Lo, these are parts of his ways. But how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Also, can any understand the spreadings of the clouds, or the noise of his tabernacle? The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise, and will observe these things? Even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night. And it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Then said Eliakim and Shebna and Joah unto Rabshakeh, Speak, I pray thee, unto thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it. And speak not to us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. They have not known nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth and is burned up like a wilderness, that none passeth through. Not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. At the beginning of thy supplications the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil, many days. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them? For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Therefore speak I to them in parables. Because they, seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Now how is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said, And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, Why reason ye, because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? And he said unto them, How is it that ye do not understand? But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said, Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? He hath blinded their eyes, and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship, go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But as it is written, To whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. Wherefore I give you to understand, that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. When ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption,